Okay, so I want you to picture a nightmare scenario for a second. And no, I'm not talking about, showing up to work without your pants on.
Yeah, okay.
I'm talking about a real business nightmare. I call it the silence gap.
The silence gap. That sounds ominous.
It feels ominous if you're a CEO, believe me. Imagine you're running this huge company. You've got thousands, maybe millions of customers. You know exactly what they're thinking.
Right.
You've got terabytes of survey data, five-star reviews, angry one-star rants on Twitter. You are, for all intents and purposes, all-knowing, but you're completely mute.
Mute.
Yeah, mute.
Mute.
Physically unable to respond. You're paralyzed. You can't hire enough people to type replies. You can't film enough videos to answer their questions. You are listening perfectly, but you cannot speak.
You know, that isn't just a nightmare. That's basically the reality for what, 90% of enterprises today? We call that the production bottleneck.
Production bottleneck. Okay.
Yeah, you have all the intelligence, the data, but you lack the execution arm to actually do anything with it. Not at scale, anyway.
And that bottleneck is exactly what we're going to try and smash today. We're looking at a hypothetical, but frankly, probably inevitable, marriage between two very different kinds of technology.
Right. We're playing matchmaker today.
We are. On one side, we have The Listener. That's a company called Emojot. They're this massive customer experience management platform, or CXM for anyone who loves acronyms. They're used by over 5,000 companies to gather feedback using these things called emotion sensors.
Which is a very cool name, by the way.
It is a cool name. And on the other side, we have The Speaker. This is Auto Content API. Think of it as an industrial-grade engine that takes raw data text, URLs, messy notes, and just churns out podcasts, videos, and articles automatically.
So the mission for this deep dive is pretty simple then. What happens when you wire the listener directly into the speaker?
Exactly. Can we close that silence gap? Can we build a business that actually talks back to its customers automatically without completely burning out a marketing team?
Moving from just customer experience to maybe an automated engagement infrastructure.
I love that phrase. But before we get to the solution, I really want to dig into the listener side of this. Emojot, you mentioned emotion sensors. It sounds a little sci-fi. Are they like
No.
hooking people up to lie detectors?
Hey, not quite, no. Think of an emotion sensor as a super intelligent digital touch point. So it's not just a static survey form. It
No.
could be a QR code on a coffee cup, a pop-up on a website, or a kiosk in a hospital. But the key is that it's context aware. It knows who you are, where you are, and it adapts the questions it asks based on that information.
It's listening intelligently.
Precisely. And because of that, I mean, the sheer volume of data they pull in is staggering. They call themselves an insight navigator. They're tracking the voice of audience across the whole web.
Give us a sense of the scale here, because big data is one of those terms everyone throws around until it just loses all meaning.
Fair point. Okay, let's look at a real case study. Barista Coffee Lanka. They're an Emojot client. They put these sensors all over their cafe chain. In just 11 months, they collected over 6,000 direct feedback entries.
6,000. Wow.
But they didn't stop there. They also did social listening, so Google reviews, TripAdvisor, and tracked something like 11,000 online reviews.
11,000 opinions on cappuccinos. That is
Yeah.
a lot of data.
It is. Or take another one, Asiri Hospitals. They used Emojot for internal stuff, facilities management. So tracking things like broken air conditioners or plumbing issues reported by staff, they processed 29,000 maintenance tickets.
Okay, let's just pause on that number. 29,000 tickets, 11,000 reviews. This is exactly where my silence gap nightmare kicks in.
Right.
If I'm the manager at Barista or the director at Asiri Hospitals, what on earth do I do with that? Usually that data just sits in a dashboard, right? I get a pie chart that says 70% of people like the coffee, and that's it.
Precisely. You've nailed it. It's data constipation. You have all these inputs, but the output is just completely blocked.
Yeah.
If you wanted to, say, make a training video for your staff based on those 29,000 maintenance tickets, you'd need a video team, script writers, editing software.
And a budget that would make your CFO's eyes water.
Exactly. So the data dies. It dies right there in the dashboard. And that is where Auto Content API enters the chat.
Okay, so let's talk about the speaker. When I first looked at the research on auto content, I was honestly a bit confused. It didn't look like a tool for, well, for me. It just looked like code. It's not like ChatGPT where I type in a prompt.
No, and that is probably the most important distinction to make. Auto Content is API first. It is not built for humans to play with. It's built for machines to talk to.
Okay, so it's an engine.
Think of it like an industrial manufacturing plant. You dump raw materials in one, end data, text, links, and finished products pop out the other.
And the finished products are media.
Yes. Broadcast quality assets. We're talking MP3 podcasts, MP4 videos with talking avatars, vertical shorts for TikTok, full articles. It performs what they call content transformation.
Transformation versus creation. Break that down for me. That sounds important.
Yeah. So creation, right? Mm-hmm. That implies you're starting from a blank page. You got that blinking cursor and you're trying to come up with an idea from scratch.
The terror of the blank page.
Exactly. Transformation assumes the business already has the ideas. They're just buried. They're hiding in those 11,000 coffee reviews from ImageJot. They just lack the right format.
So AutoContent takes that raw text and just programmatically turns it into a video.
Or an audio file or a blog post.
Yeah.
Okay. I see the potential. But I have to play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
We've all seen automated content before, and it's usually, well, it's robotic, it's spammy, it's terrible. Is this just going to flood the internet with garbage?
That's the risk, absolutely. But this is positioned as more of a notebook LM alternative for the enterprise. You know how natural and, frankly, human those voices sound now?
Yeah, it's getting harder and harder to tell.
So AutoContent is aiming for that level of quality, but on an automation layer. And because it integrates with tools like Make.com or Zapier, it can all happen without any human intervention at all.
So ImageJot gets a piece of data, and AutoContent just automatically triggers a piece of media.
That's the idea.
My brain is already spinning, but integration is a boring word. I want to see this in action. Let's walk through some specific scenarios.
Let's do it.
Okay, scenario A. I'm calling this one the panic room, or, you know, more professionally, reputation management.
A classic use case.
So ImageJot has this social listening feature. It's watching Twitter. It's watching Reddit. Let's say it detects a massive sudden spike in negative comments. Maybe a banking app is down, people can't access their money, the mob is forming.
Okay. So in the old world, which is really the current world, a social media manager sees this maybe 2 hours late. They panic, they try to draft a statement, has to get approved by legal, then by comms.
And 4 hours later, they post a little text update.
By which time, their customers have already started looking for a new bank.
Exactly. Now let's plug in AutoContent.
Okay.
ImageJot detects the negative trend. That's the trigger. It fires off a signal, a webhook to AutoContent.
And what does the machine do? Just start shouting back? No, first it does research. It uses what they call a deep research endpoint. It deploys AI agents using Gemini or OpenAI to analyze why people are mad. It checks the server status page, it reads the news, it gathers the facts.
So it's acting like a journalist.
In a way, yes. Then it automatically generates a market alert video, a 60-second vertical video, maybe with a professional news anchor avatar explaining the situation. We are aware of the outage. Here's the cause. Here's our ETA on a fix. It renders it and posts it straight to the social channels.
Whoa, hold on. Letting an AI newsjack your own crisis instantly. That sounds incredibly risky. What if it hallucinates? What if it promises a refund that doesn't exist? Are we really saying companies let this run on full autopilot?
That is the big question. And in a high-stakes environment like that, you'd probably have a human in the loop step.
Okay.
So the video gets generated in 3 minutes, but it's sent to a Slack channel for a human manager to just hit approve.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better.
But even with that one click, you've just collapsed the response time from 4 hours to 4 minutes. You're controlling the narrative instantly.
That's wild. It completely shifts the psychology for the customer. Instead of screaming into a void, they get an immediate high-quality response.
Precisely.
Okay, that's defense. Let's talk offense. Let's go back to Barista Coffee Lanka. Scenario B.
The 11,000 reviews.
Right. So Barista's getting all this feedback. Most of it is probably great. I love the new hazelnut blend, or the staff at the downtown branch are amazing. How does AutoContent turn that into marketing?
This gets right to the short form imperative. We all know the algorithms on TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts. They crave volume.
You have to post like 3 to 5 times a day just to stay relevant.
Which is impossible for a coffee shop chain to film manually. You can't turn your baristas into full-time videographers.
No, you definitely can't.
But ImageJot is already identifying the hits. Let's say its sensors pick up a surge of 5-star reviews, specifically about that new hazelnut blend. The system flags it. Then AutoContent's API pulls the text from those positive reviews. It selects a casual speaker avatar, maybe someone who fits the brand vibe. It generates a script like customer favorite of the week Everyone is talking about our new hazelnut blend. It lip syncs the avatar, adds subtitles, music, and renders a 60-second video.
And this all just happened.
Automatically. And here is where the numbers just get crazy.
I was going to ask about the cost, because video production is notoriously expensive.
Right. If you hired a freelancer to come film that, edit it, caption it, you're looking at, what, $300 a video? Easy.
Oh, easy. Maybe more.
So Auto Content runs on a credit model. A short video like that costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly €4.
Wait, four? As in F-O-U-R.
€4.
Yeah. That's insane. I can't even get a latte for €4 these days.
It costs less to produce the video about the latte than it costs to buy the latte itself.
That just changes the economics of marketing entirely. Because at $300, you only make videos for your biggest product launches. But at €4...
At €4, you can do hyper-local marketing. You can make a video specifically for the branch on Main Street, quoting a customer named Steve who goes there, and another one for the branch on Fifth Avenue. You could never justify that manually. But at this price, it's a complete no-brainer.
You're basically turning customer feedback into a marketing engine that just runs itself.
The ultimate flywheel.
Okay, I'm sold on the marketing. But I want to look at scenario C. This one stood out because it's not about customers. It's about employees. The silent audience.
Ah, the Asiri Hospitals case?
Exactly. 29,000 maintenance tickets. We're talking HVAC, plumbing, complex medical equipment. The people doing this work, they aren't sitting at desks reading emails all day.
No, they're on the move. They've got tools in their hands. And that creates a huge knowledge transfer problem. If you find a recurring issue, how do you tell 500 maintenance workers how to fix it? You send a 10-page PDF.
They will not read it. I wouldn't read it.
Nobody would. This is where Auto Content's concept of a private podcast network comes in.
A private podcast for plumbers.
Why not? Imajot aggregates the week's data. It sees that, say, AC unit model X keeps failing because of a clogged filter. Auto Content takes the technical manual for that unit, combines it with the Imajot failure report, and generates a 10-minute audio briefing.
The Monday morning maintenance briefing.
You got it. And it can use a dual host format, a bit like what we're doing now. Two AI voices discussing the issue. Hey, did you notice Model X is acting up again? Yeah, I did. Turns out you need to check the filter. Here's how you do it. It turns dry technical data into a conversation.
And the staff can listen to this while they're driving to the hospital or walking between buildings.
It leverages audio overviews. It makes knowledge consumption passive instead of active. You don't have to stop working to learn.
There was another feature mentioned that I think fits here perfectly, but it's a little controversial. Voice cloning. The CEO paradox.
Oh, this is fascinating. Yeah. So everyone wants to hear from the leader, right? The hospital director. It boosts morale. But that director has zero time to go record weekly podcasts.
Yeah. They clone their voice.
Yes. The director records a few minutes of audio one time. Auto Content creates a perfect voice clone. Now, that maintenance briefing isn't just two random AI voices. It can be introduced by the director's voice saying, "Team, great work last week. Here are the priorities for today."
That is powerful.
Yeah.
But isn't it also a little spooky? Fake boss giving me my marching orders.
It definitely walks a fine line. It scales authenticity, or at least the feeling of authenticity. I think if the content is helpful, employees generally appreciate it. But yes, it absolutely has to be disclosed. You can't trick people.
Transparency is key. So we've got crisis management, marketing, internal training. But I want to zoom out. Imajot operates in over 150 countries. Auto Content supports over 50 languages. How does language fit into this whole silence gap?
This is the global scale piece. Imajot might get a review in Spanish, another in Hindi, another in French. For a central marketing team, that's a nightmare.
You'd need a translator on standby for every single language.
But Auto Content handles this natively. A review comes in from Imajot in Spanish. The system can instantly generate a response video in Spanish, or the other way around. The CEO records an update in English, and Auto Content translates and resynthesizes that audio into Spanish, German, and Japanese for all the local branches.
So the system is effectively omnilingual.
Instantly. It just removes the language barrier from the silence gap.
I feel like the tech people listening are asking, okay, cool story, but how hard is this to actually build? Is this sci-fi that needs a team of 20 engineers, or can I do this today?
It's very much today, and you definitely don't need a PhD in computer science. For the non-coders, it connects with no-code tools like Make.com.
Can we just visualize that? How does the data actually flow?
Sure. Think of Imajot as the trigger. When a survey is submitted, Imajot fires off a webhook. A webhook is like a digital bat signal. It just shoots a little packet of data out into the internet.
And Make.com catches the bat signal.
Exactly. Make.com catches it, opens the packet, and looks at the data inside. It says, oh, this is a 5-star review.
Yeah.
It then routes that data to auto content with instructions. Make a marketing video. If the packet had a 1-star review, it might send it somewhere else. Draft a crisis response. It's all drag and drop logic.
That accessibility is everything. You don't need a massive engineering team to set up a massive content engine.
And looking forward, this sets companies up for something even bigger.
Yeah.
What people are calling the agentic web.
The agentic web. I keep hearing this term. What does it actually mean for a business owner?
Well, we're moving from a world of SEO search engine optimization, which is for humans typing into Google to AIO, artificial intelligence optimization.
Optimizing for the bots.
Right. In the very near future, your customer might not be a human browsing your website. It might be their personal AI agent, their own ChatGPT scanning the web, to answer a question like, does barista coffee have good vegan options?
And if your content isn't set up for that bot to read, you're invisible.
You're completely invisible. Bots don't like messy marketing copy. They like structured data. They like JSON. Auto content can output that structured data right alongside the video. So you're not just making a video for a human, you're creating a data packet that tells Google's AI exactly what is in that video.
So by automating your content, you're future-proofing your business for the era where machines are doing the shopping.
That's the strategic play. You're flooding the zone with structured, high-quality information that both humans and AI agents can consume.
This has been a pretty mind-bending look at what happens when you connect listening and speaking. So what's the verdict?
I think the combination of Imagejot and auto-content really does solve that fundamental silence gap. Imagejot provides the intelligence, it finds the signal in the noise, and auto-content provides the engine, it turns that signal into immediate action.
It moves businesses from just passively listening to actively engaging.
And it does it at essentially infinite scale. That's the real competitive advantage. If your competitor is still manually typing out replies to 11,000 reviews and you have an engine doing it for €4 a pop, you win.
I want to leave our listeners with a thought that popped into my head while we were talking. If your business could automatically produce a high-quality podcast episode or a video every single time a customer asked a really good question, would you ever need a traditional support center again?
That's the multi-million dollar question, isn't it? If the content is good enough and fast enough, the need for a human support ticket might just disappear.
Something to mull over. We'll put links to Imagejot and Auto Content API in the show notes if you want to see these engines in action. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive.